You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why is the government choosing to reverse slower speed limits?
It's probably a question I put to government, but essentially they campaigned on that from the election to reverse some of the speed limits that had been put in by the previous government. And when that came through as a speed limit rule, it's that speed limits reversals would occur on certain types of road from certain deadlines, and if they had been lowered on or after the 1st of January 2020. And so what we're seeing is a whole range of roads around the country that are changing.
What impact will these changes have when children start heading back to school?
So we're concerned, particularly in Auckland, where a lot of changes have happened. So we've seen in Auckland over 1,400 streets have been caught up in these speed limit reversals, and a lot of those are mainly quiet residential streets and including streets around schools. So we've got a number of schools where in recent years they've had a permanent 30 kilometre an hour limit outside the school, and now they're going to have only a variable 30 limit at the start and end of the school day and for a very short distance outside the school gate, rather than for the whole day.
Has there been much of an impact on accidents in school zones under the lowered speed limits?
So the impacts of lower speeds around school both reduce the risk of somebody being killed or seriously injured, and we've seen that happening, and there's been work done in Auckland about what's happened since those speed limits were lowered, and we've seen some significant reductions in deaths and serious injuries around Auckland since those were implemented. But the other thing is that having slower speeds not just outside the school gate but in the wider area around schools and in those residential areas is that it means children are actually able to walk and cycle to school, and parents feel confident in allowing their kids to walk and cycle to school, which also helps to reduce congestion on the roads. It's healthier, it's more environmentally friendly, and it's also helping to reduce the risk of death and serious injury as well when we have those 30 kilometre an hour limits.
Will this disproportionately affect children in certain communities, such as more rural ones?
Will impact students differently across the country. So some areas we're seeing more changes in speed limits than others. And in rural areas, there are some differences in terms of the speed limit that they see, because that depends on the environment around them. So in rural areas, they might have a variable limit that's higher than that 30 kilometres an hour because of the area that they're in and the school being away from the road. So that's a bit different. But also we see some differences where there are schools, as I say, that have had these permanent 30 limits in for the last few years and now are only going to have that variable speed limit. And when we've been talking to schools, we've heard from schools that are concerned because it's not just about, they don't just have students coming in and out at the start and end of the school day. Some of them are split campuses and split sites, so they have students walking between those sites. Some of them have daycare centres and childcare centres on the same site, so they have people coming in and out at different times. So there are lots of different situations for different schools, and that it's an increased risk where these speed limits have been put back up outside of school drop-off and pick-up times.
What are we seeing here in Auckland specifically?
So in Auckland, we know that we've got over 1,400 streets that are involved in these speed limit reversals, and a big chunk of those are mainly quiet residential streets, including things like cul-de-sacs and no exit roads as well, where either it wouldn't be possible to get up to a 50 kilometre an hour limit anyway, or it just doesn't seem to make sense in terms of reversing that limit back up to 50. And it also means we start to see some areas where you're going to have lots of different speed limits. So Freeman's Bay, for example, which has been a 30 limit for a big part of the area, will now have some streets at 30, some at 50, and a couple that are still at 40 as well. So it's a real mixture of areas there, which makes it more confusing for drivers also.
This change was made without local council or community approval. How have local councils and communities reacted?
we've seen councils react in different ways. Obviously, all councils have to adhere to the rules, so they've had to implement it, but they've been able to figure out for themselves which roads will be caught up in these changes, and so they've been able to identify locally what that means for them. And what we've seen is quite a range around the country between some councils, towns and cities that it's only affected a small number of roads, through to Auckland, which has over 1400 swept up in these reversals here. But we are hearing from a lot of communities who are concerned and are only just starting to realise what it sort of means for some of their communities. So some have seen an impact and been able to keep their lower speed limits. So for example, Rakaia and Nelson on the South Island that were due to have reversals as part of the state highway changes were able to go out to public consultation on those proposed speed limits increases, and there was community pushback. So they've been able to keep their lower speed limits, which is good for them. So we've seen a real mix on the country, but we're starting to hear more and more from communities and schools who are really concerned about increases in speed limits and what that means for their community. And some of them where they've had changes in their communities because there's been more housing developments in the last few years, other changes locally, which means that a higher speed limit isn't appropriate.
What would you like to see in response to this move from both government and schools?
So from government, what we'd like to see, the rule is obviously has come into force and things being changed. From government, we would really like to see the rule amended to at least have 30 kilometres an hour as an option for a speed limit. Currently, the rule as it's written means that new 30 kilometre an hour limits can't be brought in other than the variable limits outside schools. And we would like to see that as an option for communities and residential areas, whereas currently the lowest limit it could be is 40 kilometres an hour. We also would encourage councils to start working with their communities and communities who are concerned about their speed limits or other road safety issues to go to their local council and talk to them about their concerns, because you can go out to consultation and obviously look at in future changing speed limits or making other road safety improvements to areas that need it as well. In terms of schools, part of it is going to be talking to parents and the community about the changes that are happening outside their school, if it's you're a school that's been affected. But I'd also say if you have particular concerns, again, council is a good place to start. And you can also talk to Break as well, and we can help where we can in terms of raising awareness if you've got particular issues there.
What advice would you give to parents concerned about their children's safety around our roads?
That we've all got a responsibility in terms of road safety. So for parents, it's always a good idea to start teaching road safety from a young age so that children are used to that and that it's an ongoing learning experience. So in terms of being safe when you're walking, when you're cycling or scooting, and also when you're in the car, sitting in a car seat as well, and the importance of some of those key safety lessons. But it's also important for us as drivers. Children are young, their brains are still developing. They also can't accurately determine the speed of traffic that's going faster than 30 kilometres an hour. So the responsibility is on us as adults and us as drivers to look out and pay special attention to look out for children when we're around schools, and also when we're around other things like childcare centres, playgrounds, community centres, other places where children might be as well.
Is there anything communities can do to ensure safe driving in school zones?
I urge drivers to obviously drive below the speed limits during those school hours when the variable speed limits are in effect, but also to slow down and pay attention at other times as well, and to note that even though you might have a variable speed limit in place only at certain times, that actually there might still be children around outside of those times and in the surrounding streets as well who may be making their way to and from school. So it's really important that it's not just outside the school gate, but you're paying attention, keeping your mind and eyes focused 100% on the road, on the task of driving, looking out for potential hazards in those areas. And it's those same messages that we say for all road safety things. It's keeping below speed limits, driving to the conditions, ensuring everyone's wearing a seatbelt, and not driving impaired or fatigued as well, but particularly paying attention in places where children might be, that may be around, and that something unexpected might happen.
Well, that was my final question. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I think we've covered a lot there. I did realise I didn't give the stat. I don't know if you want the stats about that. We also know that 85% of crashes that injure or kill people on streets around schools happen outside of those short periods at the beginning and end of the school day. And that's particularly an Auckland piece of research. So in Auckland, we know that the majority of serious crashes around schools happen outside of normal school drop-off and pick-up times. So that's another reason why we're particularly concerned about only having variable speed limits for a short period of time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.